My name is Andrew Knight and I'm 9 years old. It's not often that I'm up this early for such a special occasion, special for all of us listening to Plymouth Sound. This, so I'm told, is our own local radio station. Certainly it seems to be starting in true local fashion. I was born in Alexander Maternity Home in Devonport, and I now live in the heart of Plymouth at Mutley. I go to Hyde Park Junior School in Mutley, where I'm in Class 2 East. My favourite subject is English, and my hobbies are swimming, chess and drawing. I also play soccer with my schoolmates, and I hope they are up listening to me now. I arrived here today to be greeted by some of the boys and girls at Plymouth Sound. We have had some tea which my mother normally makes, but of course usually we have it much later. Now, I've made enough sound to open Plymouth Sound. I wish our independent local radio station and everyone concerned with it the very best of luck. It's a great honour for me to be here today, and I'd like to greet everyone listening. I'm sure that it will be fun on 261. Soon we'll enjoy the first sunrise sound with Colin Bauer. But now let's hear from Cat Stevens, because morning has broken.
Morning has broken.
News headlines on Plymouth Sound.
The woman beaten up by two masked men at the weekend says she saw a star-shaped tattoo on one of the men's arms. Liberal leader Jeremy Thorpe is to complain to the BBC's Director General today about their common market coverage in Plymouth. Police have denied reports that they are providing escorts for continental egg lorries leaving Millbay docks. The Bishop of Truro has said exorcism should not be banned, but a Plymouth psychiatrist claims that it could be dangerous. Next headlines on the half hour at 6:30, David Bassett reporting.
The early bird catches all the worms
to get your dreams off the ground.
You gotta wake up.
And a very, very good morning, Plymouth. Today is the day. It's well and truly come. They tell me we're no longer rehearsing, we're no longer practicing. They're telling me that today it's the real thing. Here we are on the air. And a very good morning to you all. They tell me when they started this job, they said, you'll be all alone. I've never had so many people in the studio in my whole life. We are surrounded by cameramen, Westwood Television, the whole lot, and I'd like to say right away that it's lovely to have you all here. First of all, though, I must say a very, very lovely welcome and a grand thank you to Andrew Knight. Andrew, I think you've left the other studio, but I hope you can hear me because you did a super job and you have well and truly launched us. Now, it seems to me, Andrew, that if in the course of time you want to work in radio, remember to write to our managing director, that's Mr. Bob Hussle. Bob Hussle, our managing director, you write to him and say, remember me, Mr. Hussle, I'm the man who launched you. So all the very best to you. Now, we've got a lot of excitement here this morning because I understand that waiting to speak to us is the first child that's been born around about the same time that we are. So I hope I push the right buttons, and I will say hello to Sister Golding. Hello, Sister Golding. Can you hear us? Hello, Sister Golding. Now, just one moment. Hello, Sister Golding. Hello. Hello. Oh, dear, well, never mind. These things are bound to happen. That's what the first day is all about. We will not worry about it. The time on Plymouth Sound is now 7 minutes, just after 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, and we'll start with some music. Here we have the happy-go-lucky music of Bert Camford and the orchestra, and he's living it up, aren't we all? We will try in a little while to get a hold of the first cry of our new baby.
Bird's eye peas. Always young and tender. Always small.
Right, well, there's something else I have to tell you. I nearly forgot this. You will never again in the history of this particular radio station hear the headlines at such a funny hour as about 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Headlines, this is the rule. Headlines on the half hour and the news on the hour. Now then, Louise Churchill is with me this morning. Louise is going to be presenting later on, mix with Louise. At the moment, she is mixing with us and trying to get a telephone to work for me. Louise, are we in business?
Yes, we are indeed, Colin.
Oh, my goodness me,
it works. I think the baby's right here.
Now, I have to push this particular button.
Yes, go on.
I push that. No, we're going to have it over the air, dear. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Oh, dear, these things are sent to try us. They really are. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Ah, well, never mind. These things happen. We'll worry about this later on. But I'm sure it's going to be worth waiting for. It's anyway, I'll tell you who it is. It's Mrs. Marlene Miller is the lucky mum of Cornwall. Who wrote this? St. Melian Caldwell, of course it is. Very happy birthday, anyway, to you. Little baby boy Matthew, and he's born at 4:50. Mum's an art student, Dad's a shopkeeper, and Ward 9 of the Freedom Fields Hospital, and the weight is £7.13. That's marvellous. Well, we'll go on with the fox and Imagine Me, Imagine You. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Sister Golding.
Yes?
Oh, marvellous. We've had the little child on the air. I'm sorry about the little technical fault.
That's right.
Bound to happen the first day or two.
Yes.
And anyway, how's Mum? That's very important.
Mum's very well now. She's very sleepy.
Well, I'm not surprised. And it's very exciting. Two births almost at the same time.
Yes.
And how is the baby?
Baby's fine. You can hear it. It's beautiful.
it sounds absolutely super. Well, thanks very, very much for chatting to us. I'm sorry about the little delay. It's probably my fault. I think I pushed the wrong button. We'll blame me. We won't blame the firm today.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much for talking to us. Bye-bye. Well, there it is. That was exciting. Well, we got it at last. So we will now return. We will return to Fox.
Or would you rather up my room?